It's time now for the Press Box with your host, Drake Anderson.
Sports talk for imbeciles. I hate that show.
He's the Howard Cosell of midget wrestling.
Places, everyone.
Roll the tape for us, please.
We're ready.
Now comes the moment you have all been waiting for.
It's time to get serious here.
It's almost showtime.
We're just about ready to go live.
All clear.
In 3, 2, 1.
It's showtime.
Call 540-961-1430 or toll free 1-866-961-1430.
Less than 24 hours away from the real start of the 2007 NCAA basketball tournament, basketball and championships. Of course, all the action run right here on Blacksburg's ESPN Radio AM 1430 beginning tomorrow at 11 a.m. Good afternoon to you. I am your host, Drake Anderson. This is the Press Box. Glad to have you along. We are going to do a lot today talking about Virginia Tech basketball, of course. They're coming up against the Illinois Illini. That game will be Friday at 7 o'clock in Columbus. We are going to talk with the voice of Illinois basketball coming up in hour number two today. Also, we will get to our national news calls of the night. We'll grab the remote as we do the wind up the program, anything and everything else you need to know. And I tell you what, excited to talk some Virginia Tech basketball. And joining me in the studio today, Will Stewart of TechSideline.com. Will, thanks for joining us.
Just in time, huh?
Just in time. That's all right. Hey, come right in. I've got guys that will usher you into the studio on a moment's notice.
You know what I learned today? Well, I already knew this, but it was reinforced today. When you're driving from Radford to Blacksburg,
right
down Price's Fork Road, you're at the mercy of the guy in front of you.
Yes, you are. And yes, you are.
If he's doing 10 miles an hour below the speed limit, then you're doing 10 miles an hour below the speed limit.
I've gone that route and got stuck behind farm equipment before. And you are at the mercy. You've got no place to go.
Farm equipment would have been fast.
You never know what you're going to get behind on prices for. But, Will, thanks for joining us here in the studio. I appreciate it. And, of course, everybody check out TechSideline.com. Great resources, great website on Virginia Tech Athletics. We're going to talk about the basketball program. And it's hard to believe we're at NCAA tournament time and we're talking Hokie basketball. We had Chris Coleman from your website a couple weeks ago, and it's still kind of odd to talk Tech basketball at this time of the year.
You know what's weird is spring football practice starts on the 28th, which
right.
is, what, 14 days from today? And
about 14 days, exactly.
We have not hit a lick as far as covering it, and we don't plan to
right.
until this is over because it's kept traffic up for us. And yeah, it's great to see the interest because I'm a mid-'80s Tech basketball guy.
Right.
You know, back in the days of Del Curry. And Bimbo came along. He was a freshman when I was a senior,
right.
you know. So, I remember the good old days and all that. And I'll put everybody to sleep with those stories. But, you know, I remember when Tech basketball was primary and football mm-hmm. was secondary. You know, so it's great to see this kind of interest. And great
it's
to
been
see
a,
in the tournament.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time that we have been talking Tech basketball at this point. And, of course, it is great to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it is great to – I mean, football is fantastic. We all love it here in Blacksburg. But it's about time the Castle Coliseum has had the excitement around it as it did at the end of the season. And we can talk NCAA tournament, and you've got a Virginia Tech game to preview.
Yeah, how about that? And it's different. You know, 2 years ago they finished fourth in the ACC and they made the NIT, and there was a fairly high level of interest at the time, but it's different this time around. I get a feeling that the program's more well-established, that the fan base is a little bit bigger and more enthusiastic than it was, you know, just a couple of years ago.
Well, I mean, and speaking of the NCAA tournament, first time that this Hokie team has been in the tournament since 1996, that, of course, the year Ace Custis was here, and had a chance to see an article you had on Tech Sideline. That team got a number 9 seed. And I do remember that was – everybody was like, what, number 9? I mean, what's going on? And Wisconsin-Green Bay was the opponent. Mm-hmm. Kentucky awaited in the second round. This year's team gets a number 5 seed. I was kind of thinking a 6, maybe a 7 is where they were going to the land. So a 5, I thought that was a phenomenal seeding for them.
Yeah, I really have no complaints about that. I sat there and I watched the selection show, and every time the 8-9 matchup announcement came, you know, my heart kind of went in my throat. And then I saw Virginia get a 4 seed, and I thought, okay, well, Tech's going to be in pretty good shape.
Right.
Or, you know.
Or maybe.
Georgia Tech came in at 9 or 10 or something.
I think they
like
came
that.
In at a 10. They have a 7 seed in UNLV that they will play.
And I'm trying to remember what order all the ACC teams came up in before Virginia Tech showed up. But by the time Tech showed up, I was thinking 6 or 7. I thought a five. I think that's a strong seed.
Right.
They got a tough opponent
in
the first round. You know, there's a lot to worry about there, but I can't complain about a 5 at all.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that opponent with you coming up in just a little bit. As we said, the voice of the Illinois Illini will join us at 5 o'clock as they prepare for this game. Now, it is in Columbus. It will be a little bit of a home game somewhat for the Illini, but let's, you know, get into the fact that they did get the 5 seed and how, Will, you've seen this program, you know, go from that 96 team, and they were up. They were down almost, and I don't want to say the program was dead, but it was close.
It was on life support.
It was in a pretty bad shape, especially when Ricky Stokes left and, of course, Coach Greenberg comes in. Now we've seen the hard work he has put in. They've got him into the NCAA tournament. Of course, recruiting will decide the overall if how long they stay in the NCAA tournament. But you've seen this program really kind of go up and down, but it, as you said, it's starting to get back to that mid-80s level, we hope.
Yeah, and there was never a time where I quit watching it. So I was there in the mid-80s, and then they had Bimbo come on, and they had a couple decent teams, and he was a great player to watch. And then they hit pretty hard times under Frankie Allen, and the Metro falling apart, Metro Conference falling apart, and all that. And then, of course, in the mid-90s, they had Bill Foster come in and what I call temporarily resurrect the program.
Right.
You know, I'm getting ready to put together an article talking about, you look at what they did in the mid-80s, you look at what they did in the mid-90s, and what they're doing now, I think, has the ability to have a lot more staying power. In the 80s, and Charlie Moyer knew this back in the 80s,
right.
One of the things that happened was they changed the recruiting rules to make it a lot harder. It was already hard for Virginia Tech to recruit in ACC country with Metro Conference affiliation,
right.
But it got harder. And that's part of what, you know, Frankie Allen wasn't that great a coach, but it was also very difficult to recruit. Bill Foster managed to put together one good class, and then he rode it all the way to the NIT and NCAA. And by the time he left, Tech was in the Atlantic 10, and that was just a kiss of death.
Yeah. You know, well, I remember when that happened.
So the prognosis just wasn't good. This time around, it's much better. There's a lot more commitment to the program. The athletic department as a whole has a lot more money. They're in the ACC. Recruiting's going well. So you don't get the feeling you did back then that this is a one-and-done deal.
Right.
You know, the future looks bright.
And I remember when Bill Foster came in, you knew he wasn't going to be a long-term solution.
Uh-uh.
And you knew he wasn't going to be with the program over an extended period of time. It was kind of a short, as you said, a temporary fix for the program.
He was good at resurrecting programs, you know, at Miami and Clemson and getting them good. And then seemingly kind of losing his interest and moving on. And that's exactly what he did at Tech. And unfortunately, what he left behind was Bobby Hussey and Atlantic 10 membership.
Right.
One of which was his fault and the other which wasn't.
Yeah. You know?
So the program fell on hard times.
Yeah. Will Stewart, TechSideline.com, is joining us here in studio here on the Press Box, Blacksburg's ESPN Radio, AM 1430. And you mentioned how this, you know, in the ACC, I know one thing Coach Seth Greenberg has been preaching this year is getting the facilities, getting a basketball-only facility or, you know, offices, practice facility. One thing that struck me, I was still in Tampa when the announcement was made. I get back here on Monday, and I'm looking at the pictures in the Roanoke paper of the announcement, and they're sitting in the south end zone suites of the football stadium. And it just, you need that basketball. They need a basketball facility.
Some people talk about, you say basketball facility to them, and they think, yeah, Castle Coliseum's what, 45 years
right.
old? That's not what we're talking about.
No, we're practice facilities and others.
Yeah,
other
things. The players come in and they play on that court, and every court is, what, 94 feet long?
Right.
Baskets are 10 feet high. A court is a court. And it's a great home court advantage because the crowd is just right on top of the court. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about what these guys have to deal with every single day, which is weightlifting and practice and, you know, their own study rooms and things like that. Virginia Tech's got none of that. There's an old story about bringing in the basketball recruits and showing them around the Merriman Center, and they say, oh, this is great. Where's the basketball weight
right.
room? And they say, well, sorry, you're looking at it.
Yeah.
So that stuff, it's amazing the recruiting Seth Greenberg has done with nothing to work with.
Mm-hmm.
No tradition, no facilities, you know, just conference affiliation. and his own magnetic personality.
That's an interesting way to describe Seth Greenberg, as a magnetic personality.
Yeah, from that standpoint, he is what Virginia Tech really needed at the time that he was hired.
Right.
Seth does a lot of things well. He recruits well. But one of the things he does very well is he's good with the fans and the media. And Tech had been through, you know, Bill Foster was great with the media.
Right.
But Tech had been through Bobby Hussey, who that wasn't really his thing. And they'd been through Ricky Stokes, who, you know, I talked to guys who covered Tech during the Stokes era, and they said he was infuriating because he never said anything.
Right. I remember talking to him the day after, actually the day he did get hired. And, okay, he was great that time, but afterwards, nothing. Coach speak.
You know, and the running joke about Ricky was they would lose a home game. You know, they'd lose a home game.
Right.
And I'm driving home one night after another loss with a buddy of mine who almost never goes to see Tech basketball. They get ready to put Ricky on, and I elbow my buddy and I say, listen, he's going to say the crowd was great, the kids played hard, they just didn't get it done. And Roth asked him, oh, you know, what do you think, Ricky? And he said, I thought the crowd was great, I thought the kids played hard, we just didn't get it done. He was like a record player,
right?
You know, after every single game. He just didn't really say much. And Randy King actually went after him one time at the Roanoke Times about how he never said much. So it's good to have a guy like Seth who's good with the media.
Yeah, Seth is very good with the media. Kind of interesting, only a couple of seconds here before we go to break, but very interesting that the day he returns to Tampa, the South Florida coach gets fired, the one that replaced Seth Greenberg at the University of South Florida. So kind of a little irony that he brings his resurrected Virginia Tech program back to Tampa, and it was kind of weird seeing that in the paper. We'll talk more with Will Stewart when we return. We'll talk about the teams in the ACC in the tournament. Also, mainly the Virginia Tech Hokies, what they have to do to beat the Illinois Illini on Friday at 7 o'clock. Will Stewart, TechSideline.com. We'll be back in a moment, ESPN Radio 1430.